You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. Mark Nybocky felt that with all the Twin Cities have to offer, there was one thing missing, a charity zombie walk. So with brains and guts, Nybocky established one 5 years ago. And coming up on Saturday, October 3rd, it's the Bloomington Normal Zombie Walk at 3:30 p.m. in Anderson Park, benefiting Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Nybocky says some of the participants see the zombie walk as kind of a precursor to Halloween.
Because they get to dress up as a zombie or whatever and kind of practice for Halloween. Other people really just support it for the fact that we raise money for Crohn's and Colitis. It's just a super fun event for everybody to come to.
You're benefiting Crohn's and Colitis. Why that particular foundation?
My mother-in-law has Crohn's. So we went online and we're looking for different things to benefit, whether it had something to do with the brain because of the zombie stuff. We just thought of that. It just kind of came naturally. And we researched different organizations that benefited Crohn's, and CCFA, Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America, just they put the most money raised back towards helping people that suffer. So it was just a no-brainer.
So how do they feel about you holding a zombie walk to benefit them?
They like it.
They like that idea?
They fully support us, and they like it. They think it's great.
So let's talk about the event itself. Does everybody dress up like a zombie?
Not everybody. Most people do. We have family members that come to support, maybe like high school students, college students, you know, even adults, you know, that dress up.
Do you have anybody at the zombie walk that will help people look like zombies? Somebody who can help, like, face paint?
Yeah, we actually have the zoo ladies coming out,
And
she'll be there. She gets pretty booked up, so if you wanna do that, then you'll have to probably show up at 3:30. She'll paint faces for donation to CCFA and make people ghoulish.
Now, everybody loves a zombie, but for some people, zombies are kind of scary. Is this a family-friendly event?
Definitely. That's a big thing for us. We've always wanted to include everyone and make it totally friendly for all ages. It can be scary. Some people do take their makeup to the nines, you know, and with the gore and everything else. But I think when the kids show up, or when the parents put the makeup on their kids or on themselves and the kid watches, they see it. They understand.
They see the transformation. Maybe they want to take part.
Right.
Do you have any zombie contests?
This year, we're not doing any costume contests, but we are going to probably do a pudding eating contest and that's like a throwback to The Walking Dead with Carl eating the pudding. So it's probably going to be chocolate. And that's more for the people that show up as zombie hunters.
Oh.
And we're going to do another one with Jell-O brains for zombies.
So it's great you've got zombie hunters as well. We have some pursuit going on during the zombie walk.
Yeah, we definitely have people show up as zombie hunters, and we try to put them to work a little bit by being like crosswalk guards kind of a thing. Because when the people get into the zombie character, they have a tendency to just go, and they don't always
pay attention to the stop walking
signs. So we have people that try to help out there.
All right, what's the route that they're going to be following, Mark?
It goes from Anderson Park, and it goes down College Avenue on the sidewalks. It goes all the way down into the campus of ISU, and we stop and we wait for everybody to catch up because it spreads out because it goes, you know, the sidewalks are thin. And
you're staggering along.
Right. So we regroup there in the quad, and then we head back up through Uptown Normal back to the park.
Is there going to be anything like a raffle?
Yeah, there's a couple raffles this year. One of them has a ton of prizes from local businesses. And another one is a big donation that we got this year from Select Archery. It's a crossbow.
Ooh.
For those people that are fans of like Daryl Dixon and The Walking Dead, we got a crossbow, and it comes with everything you need to use it.
Just don't use it at the zombie walk.
Right. Yeah, definitely don't use it there.
Because zombies are so popular right now, maybe the zombie walk won't be enough for some people. Is there by any chance an after party?
There is. After the walk, we'll have tickets for a feast. The tickets are free, but basically you'll take the ticket into DP Dough in Uptown Normal, and they'll donate 20% of your ticket to CCFA. And then after that, we're doing zombie karaoke at Lunker's Bar.
And so that's for the grown-up zombies.
Yeah, that's 21 older. It's the only part of the thing that's not family-friendly, I guess.
That's Mark Nybocky from the Bloomington Normal Zombie Walk, which is coming up Saturday, October 3rd at 3:30 p.m. in Anderson Park in Normal. For more information, go to the Datebook page of WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy.